Gold's Weekend Roundup.
You wanna turn it up, love.
With the Hot Weekenders, Jade Harrison.
You ready?
Ladies, Jadey.
Hello, hello.
Hello, buddy. How are you going?
Is it 1 o'clock yet?
Look, given that it's been a pupil-free day today, I think absolutely.
I think everyone started early today.
Hopefully not too many members of the Hot family dropped their kids off at school and then went, where is everybody? Because this one kind of snuck up on people.
It did. So many people didn't know until a few days ago. It was like, oh, better sort that out.
Trap for young players.
Mm-hmm. Long weekend. But look, there's still a few things happening around the Sunshine Coast, guys, with events. Because, you know, we've lost a few. There's been a casualties. There really has. But I'm happy to report to you guys.
Yes. I think I know what's coming here. I'm very excited.
It's a build-up.
Because who's playing on Saturday night, Jade?
It's the Rabbit Toes.
The South Sydney Rabbit Toes.
Oh, the Rabbit Toes. They're playing the Dragons.
Yes, they are.
So 7:35. I love how they have a 7:35. We've had so many games. We're so lucky. So obviously that's happening tomorrow night. Now, guys, the Old Woman Ocean Paddle is open for old men too, if you're interested, just quietly.
Sounds like too hard a word.
No, they didn't put it in the title, so we're not going. No, have their chance.
It's only for old women. No, it is. It's happening. It's finally happening, this event. So you will see it Saturday if you're cruising around the Esplanade, Cotton Tree, Maroochydore, Mooloolaba. You'll see everyone doing fit stuff. It's those fit people you can point at. They're going out from Mooloolaba Spit, out around the Old Woman Island and back again.
That's brutal.
It's beautiful.
And when you say paddle, is it a combination of kayaks and surf skis and outriggers and stand-up
paddleboards too. That's it. So hopefully it's nice tomorrow.
Standing at Mooloolaba, you look at Old Woman Island and go, oh, it isn't really that far away. It's a long way.
You've got a stand-up paddle.
So
you should try it.
Yeah, I was going to, and then I decided I wouldn't. I gave it some thought for about 4 seconds, but that looks really hard.
I'm with you. That is such a long way to go.
It is. If you get a little bit of wind or a little bit of current that's not going your way, as I said, haven't been part of the Majimba Island ocean swim, not as a swimmer, for many years. It is hard yakka.
So if you're standing at Kiwana Pocket tomorrow afternoon, you might see a few strays fly by.
Yeah. And as a much younger man who used to paddle over to Old Woman Island to surf, if the conditions don't go your way, she's a cruel mistress.
Tough, yeah.
Oh,
so well done to everyone who's doing it.
You sit on the hill at Alex and watch. And also, Father's Day, of course, is on Sunday.
So it is.
Hope you got a good day planned. Night Quarter are doing something cool. They've got, I don't know what they're calling it. It's like a Father's Day special. You can head out there. They've got rockabilly music. They've got muscle cars, bikes, sideshow alley stuff for the kids. And that goes from 4 till 10 on Saturday. So I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
That's very cool
you
for dads. Yeah,
take dad somewhere cool to do that.
Or as a real gift, let dad go on his own.
Well, this is true.
I'm just saying.
Let dad go with his mates.
You know, yeah, that's the real gift to dad.
And bacon
just
for breakfast.
Leave him alone.
I love it. And just quickly, just a quick mention. Next Friday, the Nambour Forecourt Live is on.
Oh, they get some really good acts in there. Yeah.
So this is to sort of announce the opening of the forecourt. It's a corner of Curry and, is it Bury Street?
Well, that's basically there. Yeah, and it's an area that's sort of needed a bit of love for a while.
Yes.
And they're doing some really good stuff in there, yeah.
So they're launching, there'll be food trucks and there'll be live music and a whole bunch of stuff going on there next Friday until about 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, was that next Friday night?
Yes, next Friday. Yeah. So put that one in the calendar.
Good gear.
Just a quick housekeeping. You mentioned that Mingle with the Mayor event last week with Mayor Clare. They raised $300,000.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable. For I think it's all towards a domestic violence service. That they're trying
what
to
a legend
Sunny
Mayor
Kids.
Claire is.
Yeah, it was for Sunny Kids, wasn't it, too? That's amazing.
Yeah, $300,000. Gina Reinhardt turned up and Dawny Fraser.
If you're doing silent auctions, you want Gina Reinhardt
to
turn up, don't you?
I think the auctions were insane. Yeah. Would love to.
Well done to everyone who went along to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lady Jady, we'll see you tomorrow morning on the Hot Weekend.
Will do. Thanks, guys.